The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Sue Murphy is here with us for a new weekly slot about what to watch on telly. What are we watching, Sue?
Everything, anything that's going, but the main thing is I came across Back to Life on Netflix. Do you know the way the suggestions come up in Netflix and you're like, oh God, no. And they kind of bombard you when you go in, there's just too much information. But Back to Life was one of the ones that came up for me, and it's like the trailer just totally pulled me in straight away. And I was like, no, I'll definitely give this a go. And it's just, it kind of reminded me of Fleabag in some ways. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, because if you haven't, it's phenomenal. You should definitely watch it. But it's kind of that kind of humor, quite comic grief, kind of very just dark in places, but really endearing in loads of other places. Like, it just hits you in the stomach with emotions sometimes that you're not expecting. Basically, it revolves around this girl called Mary who returns to her life after 18 years in prison. You're not quite sure what she did to end up in prison, but when she comes back, most of the town, the coastal town where she lives, hates her. Like, there's bricks thrown in the windows of places she works. There's graffiti on the outside of her parents' home that they're constantly trying to scrub away. And she's just, like, her whole life is gone, and she's just basically trying to just move on, and nobody's letting her. And it's really funny in places and just really, really sad in places. And I've gotten through about 3 episodes. Like, I watched it to review it for News Talk, and I just couldn't stop watching it. It's really, really, really good.
Okay, so it's called Back to Life.
Back to Life.
And it's one season?
It's one season, yeah. And it was a BBC, like, show. It was 2019. I remember when this first came out, it kind of, like, I saw the press release for it, didn't really watch it. And then just because it was on Netflix, I picked it up. But there doesn't seem to be a second series on the way or anything like that, which is really disappointing. I don't know what happens in the last episode. Maybe it is a self-contained thing because I haven't got to the last episode yet. But
sometimes when there's no second season, that's the best thing for everybody. So you know you're watching this and it's a one-time commitment and you're not going to have to come back to it. And you don't, you know, I actually kind of sometimes prefer that.
Yeah, like it's like the Queen's Gambit. So much better as one contained series. Didn't need to be any more, you know.
They've got a number 2 on IMDb, just saying. They've opened up the tab for season 2 on IMDb. Is this a sign? Is this a sign that we're not going to get a terrible, terrible ending to season 1?
I hope so. I don't want to give anything away, but I got to the end of the second episode and it wasn't what I thought it was, if that makes sense. So, like, there is a kind of a reveal halfway through it, and I don't want to actually give that away. But it's just things that are buried in Netflix that are absolute gems that people are only starting to come across now. And, like, if you give it the time, it's actually totally worth it. Like, the other one, actually, me and Owen were talking about this yesterday, Schitt's Creek. This, it's not a buried gem anymore, but I remember when I first started watching this, I was on maternity leave, and it was just 20-minute episodes, so it was fine for me to watch because I didn't have that much time and I had a child hanging out on me all the time. But it was just what I needed. And like, I don't know about you guys, but when you watch the news at night and it's just all so grim at the moment, and you just want, like, I just need 20 minutes of something, it's perfect escapist TV. And have you guys seen it yet?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how many seasons through. What has just happened? They've got the store, and they've had the store a couple of, they've had the store
oh,
for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
They've had the kids stealing in the store, and
Alexis.
Yeah.
But this is my second time watching it, and I never watch anything a second time around. And I just was like, I need to go back to Schitt's Creek and just start watching it again. So this is my second time watching it in a year. Like, it's that good.
That's a remarkably close amount of time between a rewatch, Sue. Like, do you not feel that, like, your television watching time could be spent on better things, like actually broadening your horizons than doubling down on Schitt's Creek?
No. Not at the moment. Like, I just kind of feel like whenever I walk into my sitting room, Gary Neville's on the TV, and, like, everyone just needs a break from Gary Neville every now and again. Like, it's just, at the moment, I think escapist TV. Like, the other one that I watched over Christmas was Bridgerton. And it was just one of those ones that, like, any time I had 20 minutes, I was just watching Bridgerton.
No thanks.
And I think, no.
No thanks.
Really?
No thanks. No thanks to people dressing up as rich English people from 200 years ago. No thanks.
But it's surprisingly good.
Spare me.
Oh, we've found the next darts here. So what? So all period dramas, period comedies, whatever
it's not
for you.
No, not all, but just that refined English manners, rich people. Nah. Not having it. Not having a pal. No thanks.
Yeah, but did you watch Downton?
Definitely did not watch Downton. Won't be watching Downton.
Like, come on.
Probably not going to watch The Queen or whatever it's called either. Like, I mean, I realise that it's kind of a bit more up to date. Might skip the early parts, but like, nah, no. I
just The Crown.
The Crown, whatever. Yeah. No
you
interest.
Watched The Crown.
No, and like, but why? I mean, why should I be that interested in the royal family of England? Like,
that's
what a shit show that is. No thanks.
Yeah, but that's just such a one-dimensional way of looking at television in general.
There's so much better stuff out there. There's so much better stuff.
The Crown serves a great purpose in telling us things about society, not about the royal family. You know, of course, it tells us lovely, salacious details about the royal family, and it's hammed up, and it's all great, especially if you don't really like the royal family. It's brilliant. But it also tells us things about different elements of society. You're looking at this in...
I have a more open mind about the Crown than I do about Downton or any of that stuff. I mean, I would much rather read the original. Like, I'm happy to read some Jane Austen. That's top-quality stuff, but, like, even the TV representations of all that stuff is like, no.
You're beginning to sound like a bit of a snob, Ger.
It's the opposite.
No, I'll take my Jane Austen and the real historical accounts, but I won't watch any entertainment TV.
I think there's plenty of entertaining TV. I just think that, like, not choosing to escape into the imperial wealth of the British Empire is something that I'm choosing to do. I'm like, I'm okay. I've had enough of the British Empire in my life. Thanks very much.
But it's like Owen was saying, it's a lot more than that. And I think with The Crown as well, it's just it's a masterclass in TV making. It's beautifully shot. The casting is superb.
Everything is beautifully shot these days, though, too. Like in the 80s, that was like, okay, grand, because there was loads of crap that we had to sift through. A lot of it at that stage would have been made by the BBC. And even then, that was like the best stuff in the world. But most stuff you see nowadays is actually very well shot. I expect my TV, given how much money is going into it, and how many different subscriptions you have, to be reasonably well made and proficient, basic standard.
That's not think about it this way, right? I love the way this became an argument about The Crown. Like, I know people that absolutely, kind of like you, would hate the idea of being a royalist or a monarchy and will watch The Crown because it is so intriguing and brilliant.
I said I've had a relatively open mind about The Crown, but I'm not doing Downton, and I'm not to Bridgerton.
You just said a minute ago you'd never watch it.
Yeah, so I had sort of an open mind about watching it. Like, I might be convinced at some point into watching it, but like, I'm not in any rush.
Okay, well, this is the slot. It's just you watching The Crown for the next few weeks and us talking about it.
100%. We need to hear the running commentary from start to finish of you binging The Crown. That is what this slot is going to become, whether you like it or not.
Well, I might just have to phone in sick every Thursday morning at 9:20. What are you watching, Owen?
Me and Sue had this conversation yesterday, and we came to the conclusion that actually being somebody who watches a lot of Premier League is way harder than being a parent. Sue obviously is doing a bit of both, and she definitely agreed that watching Burnley all the time or watching Aston Villa all the time is way more of a burden on your time. So doing a lot of that at the moment. Like, I could tell you exactly how Ashley Westwood takes his corners for Burnley. Couldn't tell you a lot about any new television shows. I started The Sopranos 2 months ago, and I'm still at it. That is how bad my binging has been. I'm doing it. I'm tic-tacking a little bit with Curb Your Enthusiasm. So doing the Now TV double at the moment. Sopranos season 5 midway through it. First watch. I think it was my fourth attempt to actually start it. I've actually kept my end of the bargain up this time, and
you
I've gone all
with
the
it.
Way.
Why did you drop out in the past, and what changed this time? Maturity, I get it. You're a bit older and a bit wiser. It's fair enough, Owen. It happens to all of us.
The bad language put me off in the past, yeah. That was it. The violence, God, I was offended and horrified by everything that I saw. So I was like, maybe I'll wait till I'm 26 and a half to actually watch this thing.
What was different this time?
Lockdown, actually having time to spend with it and being like, I'm really looking forward to putting aside 52 minutes of my time to actually watch this. And maybe I'll do another 52 minutes right afterwards, because I do think the glory in this show is the depth that it goes to in terms of every single character and little ticks that you start to notice from all the different characters that are presented towards you, rather than going in and out of it once every week, for example, and being like, what was happening in the last episode? Who's this guy? What's his name? I think actually gorging on it, even though it's taken me 2 months to get this far, I think gorging on it is the best way to consume this show, because I didn't quite realise that it is such a character-led show rather than a narrative-led show until I actually fully watched it and realised that's what it's all about. Like, I'm almost finished season 5. it's basically two seasons left, because season six is basically a double season, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. But it just gets better and better and better, even though it's not objectively getting better. You're just falling more in love with everything that's happening in this universe.
It's funny. I actually have had that very thought, whether or not the later seasons are actually better than the early seasons. But it's not the case. When you go back and listen to, so I'm listening to that documentary, or not documentary, the podcast series at the moment that two of the actors are doing, and you can't listen to it yet, Owen, because they give away so much. But when you're finished, you can go back. And like, they're talking about the later seasons, and you're like, wow, they really reached a peak of storytelling and depth and character. But actually, some of the stuff that happens in season two is some of the best TV that's ever been made. That whole Big Pussy storyline is unbelievable. Like, and how that's all slowly unfolding, and the nightmares that brings literally and metaphorically to Tony and to the crew. That's sensational TV. And I actually wouldn't speed up if I was you. I would slow that out, like, you know, the last few meals of a person in the desert desperately waiting to get to the oasis, because you'll never watch this again for the first time.
Can I say one thing? I have to tell you my Sopranos story. I am obsessed with The Sopranos, and I was watching it as it was on TV years ago, and I've never seen the last episode because I recorded it, and the next day I was listening to the radio, and a broadcaster gave away the end, the very last scene of the very last episode, and I was like, well, not going to watch that now, and I was so annoyed. I've never gone back and watched the last episode.
Well, that's a bit silly, Sue.
Name and shame. Who was the broadcaster?
Imagine Ray Foley. He was talking about it the next day, then he just went, well, I'm going to tell everyone what happens, and then told everyone what happened. And I blame actually J.P. Gilborn, because he was involved.
Did they actually tell you the truth about what happened? Because I was on air that morning and made up an ending and got a lot of trouble for making up the ending, which is as ridiculous and made up ending as I could possibly do, because I hadn't been watching it. And I took a lot of... I was like, duh, if you'd actually been watching it, which you clearly have, because you're giving out about it, couldn't possibly have been the ending.
I think the problem was you spend so much time with these characters and you really get to know them. And then with the last episode, I was like, couldn't bring myself to watch. I've never sat down and watched the last episode since. And I know what happens, obviously, but I can't do it. I'm going to have to go back to the start and start again. And
then isn't there like a major death scene early on in the final episode?
I don't know.
I think there might be. I think there might be a massive plot twist or important point. And like, it's not just the end. It's not just the last scene. You've got to watch that last episode. And sorry, you've never watched that back?
No.
The whole thing?
I've never watched back The Sopranos since,
no. Right, well, that's, I've watched The Sopranos three times. And I would much rather watch The Sopranos again than go and watch Downton or Bridgerton or any of that.
Yeah, but like, that's the kind of stuff that you need to just turn your brain off. Like The Sopranos, like, there's a different tier of TV where you're like, I have to commit to this and it deserves my time. Whereas Bridgerton, you could probably pick up your phone in the middle of it and then go back to it. It's fine. You're not going to miss a plot point.
What's the point of that?
But sure, it's escapist TV.
No, that's what Schitt's Creek is for.
No, you're not just watching TV just to like be really serious TV. You need to have something.
Which The Sopranos is hilarious. The Sopranos is absolutely hilarious.
But the really serious storylines. Like, I remember the first time I watched The Sopranos, I remember watching him going into to meet a psychiatrist, and I was like, this is unbelievable. This is a mafia boss going into and it demands your attention from the outset. Whereas like those kind of fluffy things that are really nice to watch over Christmas don't demand the same attention. Different tier of TV.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is sensational. It's on Amazon. There's three seasons of it. We watched it over Christmas and it's like really good. The Morning Show on Apple. Parts of it are awful. Parts of it are absolutely awful, and then parts of it are like stunning. So it has you've got to kind of swallow a little bit of cheese to get the good stuff. But there's one scene where Jennifer Aniston is talking to her daughter, and it's like, wow, this is pretty good. This is good stuff. A lot of parents are like, yeah. But that's 10 episodes. And I think they are making a second series, but you don't want a second series, something like that. It's like, fine.
Yeah.
You've done this. It's great. Off you go. That Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman thing, when you're watching Nicole Kidman these days, what does she feel? Is she happy? Is she sad? Is she smiling? Is she laughing? Is she distressed? I can't tell.
That's terrible.
I can't tell.
I didn't like the end of that. I really didn't
the
like
end
the last
was fine.
Episode.
Your man gets arrested. Who cares? Like,
yeah, the well, end's kind the end of it.
The end's
Brandon
kind of,
that hasn't seen it.
The end's kind of irrelevant. Like, it's the journey. I mean, you know, but they had invested too much in that. And it didn't make any sense. It really didn't make any sense. I thought it was like...
Yeah, well, I thought Nicole Kidman was brilliant in it because I usually don't
what
like did, Nicole
What
Kidman.
Was she doing? Who was she?
She's always the same character.
Well,
she's always got the same accent, the same hair, the same everything is the same about Nicole Kidman and everything.
Unfortunately, I can't tell what she is emoting at any point.
Poor Nicole Kidman.
The mask never slips.
We should recap what the suggestions have been this morning. So we've got Back to Life, we've got Schitt's Creek, we've got The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and we've got The Morning Show. I think there are four rock solid suggestions. I should have mentioned before, people are saying 2021 is going to be a bad year. I don't know how anybody can say that when The US Office is back on Netflix. Every single episode, watch it, rewatch it, watch it for a third time, watch it for a fourth time. That is the only thing you should be doing this year. It will make your life 10 times happier.
There's nothing really coming up for 2021 that's a problem. Like the one series that I saw coming up on ITV was Finding Alice, and they took 2 years to film it because of COVID. Like, it's going to be a bad year for new TV.
Yeah,
really
it's going to be about 18 months or so. But some stuff is back filming. Blue Bloods is obviously back filming, and I'm not a fan. I've never watched it. But if they're able to do that, they should be able to do some other stuff too. So I don't think it's going to be as big a disaster as people are saying. Wolfwalkers, if you haven't seen it, is absolutely sensational. It's perfect for kids and grown-ups alike. That's also on Apple TV at the moment. It's 9:40 this morning.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.